Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, live here at Gillette Stadium in their beautiful new studio. I know it's only the second time we've been here, but each time I get caught up in just the majesty of this place.
Majesty?
The majesty of this place.
Quit sucking up.
It's really something.
You already got the job.
I know. It's not. It's just I really like it in here. I want to live here. I put a little bed right over there. I could live here.
That's a little awkward.
There's food. You know, I could eat. I could survive in here for at least a month.
We need something on that TV.
Yeah.
Like our logo.
In the old one, there was TV playing, you know, yeah. NFL Network all the time. Now we got, like, outer space, whatever this is. I don't know. Anyway, that was Jerod Mayo, who you heard this morning on the Greg Hill Show. That was him after the game yesterday, though, talking about how it's a game you learn things from. They weren't on their P's and Q's, and he said that is 100% his fault. He placed the blame on himself, taking full responsibility. What was the biggest coaching error, would you say, of the game yesterday?
The biggest coaching error, I am going to say not adjusting in the passing game, not finding now, and I don't know how much of that is on him, because he keeps saying we got to get the ball down the field, that's on us as coaches, but he's also famously said that Alex Van Pelt is the head coach of the offense, so
right.
That's and then I always throw in the addendum of and Ben McAdoo and whatever he is doing or consulting or contributing to this collaboration, but the inability to adjust anything offensively through the air and find any easy throws, easy plays, trick play. I don't even know what you want to go to. I keep going back to, and it sounds like he keeps going back to, DeMario Douglas in the locker room is venting a little bit, and I think we'll effort to get some of that audio potentially, but he's frustrated. Fans are frustrated. Not
a little early for him,
him
to be this frustrated, isn't it?
Especially.
It's week two.
I don't mean to go over the line, but who the F is DeMario Douglas?
He's taking this very personally. Like, you know, like, you,
like
first of all, you're
a
sixth-round pick who came out of nowhere, and people like you. I mean, listen, yeah.
Yeah.
People want to see more of you. That's true. But don't turn him off now by being an a-hole. Like, yeah, right? Like
Keyshawn Johnson, just give me the damn ball kind of thing. What'd you catch, like 40-something balls last year? You were a little banged up at times. I don't know. I would put that in. Just keep your mouth shut. People want to see. I think the team wants to see him catch the ball.
Yeah.
It's not like they're.
Wouldn't know it from the game.
No, I know. But don't you think they want to get him involved and that there's
a
way to get him involved? And it's not like he's in a contract dispute or you think, they're screwing me. They're keeping my numbers down. No. You're a second-year receiver on a team that most people kind of penciled you in as the number one.
Right.
By default. Until at least Kendrick Bourne comes back, maybe. So I think he might want to reevaluate his approach to this. He's emotional. Like, there's no doubt about it, good and bad. We've seen that. If you watch his press conferences throughout the summer, he brings a certain energy to everything, but it's usually upbeat and positive.
Right.
This is definitely a negative energy, and very, very quickly, they've lost one game. And you're worried about, are you worried about your personal numbers? Is that what this is about? You know, you got to be careful how you handle this.
If he dropped a ball in the end zone, right? And that lost the game for him, and he didn't want to talk to the media. I wouldn't love that, but I'd get it. You know, like, okay, it was your big play. You blew it. You're the one that people are blaming, and that's going to be the thing we talk about all next week, and you don't want to get into it right now. Fine. You don't really, you know, like, it's not like you were the only wide receiver that didn't get a look yesterday, Pop. Like,
right.
No one did. Like, some guys didn't even get targeted.
And you're not, again, you're not Stephon Diggs. You're not whoever you think you are coming off X straight 100-catch seasons or X straight 1,000-yard seasons. You're trying to find your way in this offense, and this offense is trying to find its way in general.
Yeah.
Figure out what it is, and Alex Van Pelt. So,
well, sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease, too. I mean, that's, you know, if a guy...
Depends how good the wheel is.
It depends on that, sure, but I mean, look...
Sometimes the wheel gets replaced and shipped out of town because the wheel's a pain in the ass.
Well, this is the best wheel on this car.
Are we still talking about wheels?
I think we are, yeah. if you're rotating the tires on this one, this is the tire you want, right?
Maybe.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Tyquan Thornton.
What about Tyquan Thornton?
He could be the guy that should be getting the ball. If they want to push the ball down the field.
Okay, but Pop Douglas in his rookie years had a better season than all of Tyquan Thornton's career. So.
But within reason.
Fine. I understand that, but I also think it's good that he wants the ball more. Like, there's a part
of
that.
Oh, I love
good.
That he wants right. the ball, but sulking after the game, shirking your responsibilities as a professional, and that does annoy me. It's annoyed me since I covered, you know, locker rooms, post games, week to week. Like, that's part of your job.
Yeah.
The reality. Because I know you're going to come out here and talk when you have a big game. As I said on Twitter, he would have been at the podium if he had had 8 catches for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns, right? He would have been at the podium. He would have been on the fifth quarter and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get the ball, so you're not even going to talk to the media? Like, grow up. Be a professional.
I'm with you. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got full phone lines right now. So let's go ahead and get it started with David in the car, who has the take of the day that the defense is to blame for this loss. David, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yes, I do believe they are to blame. See, this is the thing. I know we're all excited. We all want to watch, you know, Drake May. I understand. But, you know, the thing is, we need to stop blaming Brissett. We need to blame the defensive coordinator and the defense for allowing, you know, a team that had the lead going into the end of the fourth with a little over 2 minutes left, and they allow them to get within yardage to score a field goal. That's unacceptable. Throughout the game, yes, New England had many mistakes that they made as well.
David,
but defense, at the
David,
end of the
real
day,
quick. The defense in the second half allowed 3 points. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is pretty good. But
in
but the
whole half.
It's when to allow extra points. It's not just only allowing three. When it's crucial, at the end of the game, that's when you cannot allow it. This is why we lost Super Bowls. You know, the 18-0 season. All the,
right.
Because defense allowed things to happen.
Right.
They didn't step up when they needed to.
David, thanks for the call. Appreciate
but
it.
But I would argue, so from... I have the game book open. 3rd and 6 on the Seattle 21, 4:44 to play through the field goal with 58 seconds to play. All three phases sucked.
Yeah.
The gotta-have-it portion of the game, and that came down to the gotta-have-it.
Yeah.
3rd and 6 offensively. Get the first down. If you don't get the first down, please don't get sacked and make the field goal far less makeable. And then field goal? Well, it's 48 yards in 2024 is not exactly a bomb, an unmakeable kick. I know Joey Sly is still trying to prove himself, and he's been hitting the 30-somethings. Now he's got a 40-something. Then you have bad protection. They block that. And then that's where I agree with David. If you're really going to be an elite defense, if you're really going to be the reason this team can surprise and win games, which is what a lot of people told me, from Mina Kimes's of the world on national media to local fans and homers and Patriots, everybody told me this defense might be good enough to win games on its own. You're in your gotta-have-it portion. You didn't get it.
Yep.
You gave up the points. And I would agree with you, too.
Yeah.
Like, they only gave up 3 points, but they gave up the gotta-have-it points after the special teams screwed the gotta-have-it play after the offense screwed the gotta-have-it play. So they went through a terrible gotta have it series there of plays.
Yeah, they didn't have any of it.
And that situational execution, that it's got to be better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that Belichick's Patriots used to pride themselves on when Tom Brady was here. The last 4 years, I'd say it probably wasn't quite as good, but it is something that they talked about a lot, and Gerard Mayo was part of that coaching staff. So, yeah, it's something that they do have to certainly improve on. The question is, do they have the bodies for it? And on defense, I think they do. On defense, I think they should feel comfortable or confident anyway that they can go out there and make those type of stops. On offense, not really at all. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls. Full phone lines right now. We'll get to more from you next.